You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
More than 500,000 people have signed a petition calling for Parliament to urge the New Zealand government to recognise a Burmese government in exile whilst crashing the Parliament's website in the process. The petition calls for the recognition of the National Unity Government, which is formed by lawmakers who were ousted by the military coup earlier in February with other ethnic minority insurgent groups. It was declared illegal by the ruling military junta. The coup has been condemned by the United Nations and leaders of the democratic countries like US President Joe Biden. Now the National Unity Government are fighting for worldwide recognition as the rightful government of Myanmar in preparation for legal action against the military coup. Since its formation in April, protests against the coup were heavily cracked down by the military, with reports of more than 1,000 people killed and almost 500,000 detained as of July. The junta also cut off the country's internet access and launched airstrikes against villages and areas controlled by armed ethnic insurgents. Today I interviewed Tin Mamau, head of operations of the Democracy for Myanmar NZ Working Group, who are behind the creation of the petition. I asked about the need for the petition and the current state of Myanmar. I began the interview by asking who they were and what they stand for.
So for us, we are a collective group of activists from a different background. You know, it could be academic, community leaders, ethnic groups and other social justice advocacy groups. What we stand for is that we want to see democracy and peace in Myanmar. And by that means that we need to eliminate the military dictatorship. So we are here advocating, focusing on diplomacy and political advocacy so that Myanmar can restore its democracy and people can live life with dignity and freedom from fear.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the current government in Myanmar and how it's affecting people?
Yeah, well, look, the military junta overthrown the elected government, and therefore there is really no government right now in Myanmar itself. We have a military so-called terrorist. We have the military group who is trying to take control of the state. However, fortunately for the people of Myanmar, we have the government that is called the National Unity Government, who are the pre-elected government that the military overthrown. So they are working really hard underground, trying to provide support, peace and security for the people of Myanmar, where on the other hand, the junta is going around and killing the civilians.
The petition that the Democracy for Myanmar group has put forward, can you tell us what that is advocating for?
Yes, so we are advocating for New Zealand government to, you know, recognize our National Unity Government as the legitimate government of Myanmar, because without that, the National Unity Government wouldn't have the credential to act at the global stage, and also for the United Nations to recognize, you know, it doesn't add a power. So New Zealand could take a lead by recognizing this National Unity Government as a legitimate government of Myanmar so that other countries would follow suit once New Zealand stands strong on its position protecting democracy and human rights.
What are we seeing like globally? Are other countries jumping behind this or is there kind of a standstill?
I would say that the countries in, you know, like such as the Australia has been strong, so the Foreign Affairs Committee of Australia, the federal government and the UK House of Common Foreign Affairs Committee, they are now escalating the submission for their government to recognize the National Unity Government as a legitimate government of Myanmar. And for us in New Zealand, you know, our New Zealand government has been very supportive of the NUG, which is the National Unity Government. And look, right now we have, as of about 5 minutes ago, we have 523,000 signatures for our New Zealand Parliament to consider recognising this petition. So you can feel and see that the world is behind this move, and then we have just launched the global statement that the you know, the Global Diaspora Group internationally are requesting international governments to recognize the NUG as a legitimate government of Myanmar. And the reason they have to do that, Kuna, is that the NUG is planning to take legal actions, you know, against the junta before the International Criminal Court. And so the party should have the ability to fully, you know, represent the state, and thus the NUG needs international recognition. So without the credential, credibility and recognition of the world, they couldn't possibly represent the state. So it is very important that we get our New Zealand government to back this democratic government, and so that they can hold the perpetrators, you know, the military juntas, accountable for crimes against humanity.
Right, with international recognition, it could be a good push for the juntas to be finally taken to court by the NUG.
Absolutely, yes. And the other thing is, you know, based on the current circumstances on the ground, and so we call on the international community and the government and the United Nations to appreciate and support the NUG, which include the extension of, you know, the credentials of the NUG permanent representative to the United Nations, which is the upcoming General Assembly in September. So when the world leaders recognize this underground government as a legitimate government of Myanmar, and they have their people backing them that this is their legitimate government, then it allowed that government to be in the discussion table and negotiate the welfare of Myanmar's future.
Do you have any final comments about democracy for Myanmar?
As the people of, you know, Myanmar and our friends of Myanmar, we are holding a public rally at OTS Square under the name of, you know, Rally for Myanmar Freedom from History, because our people have suffered so much from this military dictatorship. There are ongoing, you know, a coup. And so we are asking for freedom from fear, freedom from military dictatorship, freedom from rape, freedom from ethnic cleansing, genocide, discrimination, and control. So at Aotearoa Square, we invite our people of Aotearoa to come with us and support us, to unite in solidarity, supporting this campaign that we want our government to recognize the legitimate government of Myanmar, which is the National Unity Government of Myanmar. And we want people to come and express their gratitude for 500 plus thousand signatories for their support, who are door knocking, who are knocking the parliament door, you know, to support Myanmar people. So yeah, coming over to Aotearoa Square from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you haven't signed the campaign, we will have all the tablets and devices allowing you to sign. If you want to know more about what's happening in Myanmar, come and have a chat to us. There's a lot of us who are able to inform you, educate you, and let you know how you can involve with us for an ongoing advocacy and movement for democracy and human rights in Myanmar.
That was Tin Ma Ma'u, Head of Operations of the Democracy for Myanmar New Zealand Working Group.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.